Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin our meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is entitled, In Christ We Learn the Way of Love, Part 4. And our reading is from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 6 to 7. Hear the word of the Lord. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Consider this. In union with Jesus, our capacity to live in purity of heart and fullness of hope is realized. With today's section of 1 Corinthians 13, 4-13, let's repeat our exercise of inserting the name of Jesus in the place of love first, and then inserting our own name second as a declaration of our union with Jesus. As we do each time, when it comes to inserting your own name, I'll do a light snap of my fingers, and that will let you know it's the place to put your own name in. Let's read. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus always protects. Jesus always trusts. Jesus always hopes. Jesus always perseveres. Does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. The Spirit of Jesus lives in you and me. Therefore, we are no longer to entertain our old inclinations, to lose our moral footing, follow liars, look away from the distressed, mistrust God's goodness, lose hope, or give up easily. We can rejoice with the truth. Instead of focusing our attention on all the evil we see operating in the world around us, we can give our energies to celebrating what is good, right, and lovely. Philippians 4:8. We can fix our eyes on Jesus and his truth, giving it our best focus. Hebrews 12:2. Jesus living in us can do this. He can help us see what is right with the world. We can protect others. We can tend to those who need someone to stand between them and disaster. Jesus living in us can make us protectors and guardians of the troubled soul. We can trust God and others. We can learn to lose our proclivity towards suspicion and negativity, and affirm words of confidence in God and belief in others. Jesus living in us can help us believe God for miracles and believe that others will come to hope and faith in Christ. We can hope ceaselessly. We can lean into the promises of God and learn to walk by faith and not by sight. We can become prayer warriors in our prayer closets, those who share the relentless faith of those in the hall of faith in Hebrews. We can long for a better country, Hebrews 11:16, and speak of it, pray toward it, and embrace its future reality in the present until it comes. Jesus living in us can make us the most hopeful people in our families, in our churches, even in our cities and world. We can persevere. We can leave our foot on the faith gas pedal, embracing our union with Jesus as we go through troubles and struggles. We can rehearse that sorrow may last for a night, even a long night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Jesus living in us can turn us away from patterns of giving up in our past and make us people known for our perseverance. Union with Jesus means that new forms of love, stronger and mightier and more resilient than the weak and feeble forms of love we have left behind, can become our new normal. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. I am capable of becoming love like you. By your Spirit today, I will lean into the reality that I am a 1 Corinthians 13 saint because of your transforming work within me. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. How is your trust level these days? Do you believe God has your heart, has your back, has your best in mind as you walk forward into the unknown? Take your trust pulse and talk about what you would like Christ to do in you, to do so you can go to the next level of trusting Him. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.